matching your t-shirts.
Yeah. How was the weekend for you? Because you seem like you back where you started the year. In terms of how you look and feel on the bike.
Yeah, exactly. I meant like I did like a good few weeks of training and riding my bike, and I felt good. So I knew I would come here with the green lights to push on my bike. And at the beginning, I felt good, and I was a bit trying to convince myself that I was doing good. And that, you know, after that run in Quali, I was like, oh, I had such a good run. And then Camille beat me by 4.6 seconds. So I was a bit upset, and I told the boys, but my run was really good. And then today, I got 13 seconds. So I guess yesterday was not that good.
How do you... Did you walk the track after Quali yesterday?
Yeah, I would normally don't do it because of my foot. And yesterday I was like, I prefer to have so much pain but know where I go.
Right.
And it was really necessary. On this track, you know, there were lots of different lines, so it was useful to walk the track.
You just talked about your foot. We've known about your other injuries, but people don't know that you're still suffering a lot, and you're going into surgery at the end of the season.
Yeah, it's gonna be such a release because but I have to take anti-inflammatory to ride my bikes, otherwise I cannot do one day. But you know, that's part of the game when you're 32 and you've had a few injuries, you know, it's how it goes. So yeah, it's gonna be a good break this winter, and it might be for the best later if I want to keep going and ride as long as Greg does.
Do you actually want to go?
I'm not really sure. I honestly don't know how we do this. This is crazy. The nerve at the start, I was telling my mechanics, but why do we do this? You know, like, but I have to believe that people miss this feeling. Yeah. So I'm going to have to enjoy this feeling right now. I feel like horrible.
Yeah.
But this might be something I will miss later. So
no, I think you will, yeah. And talking about, Omri talked a lot about bike setup for him for this weekend, and he said he was really happy they found the right one.
Oh, yeah.
How much, you guys ride so different, you don't weigh the same, and you're taking different lines. How much do your two mechanics talk between each other, or you guys run in completely different setups, or is it a good base? Do you guys work as a good team like that?
Yeah, really, we do like such a good job in the winter, and often like the spirit of a setting, it works often a bit the same, but sometimes, you know, because of weight and the speed, we're not going the same speed, we have to adapt. So Arturo, the engineer, manage and talk with all the different mechanics, and I would maybe be more like the junior because they are a bit lighter like I am. So it's really all about communication, and really like there is no secret at all. And I think the job is the whole winter, and then when we come to the race, we have to adjust and keep pushing and keep finding the best setup. But I was really happy. I felt really good on my bike this weekend. And before this season, before Andorra, I was complaining about my forks. I didn't find the right setup.
Yeah.
And so we did that strategy. I found it so good. I did the two runs in Andorra a few weeks ago, one with one forks and one with the other one.
Yeah.
Because in practice, I'm never going as fast as I am going in a race. So it's always so hard to set the bike perfectly. And then I could really feel the difference between the two runs. So after that race in Andorra, I was like, okay, I really love this fork, so I'm going to keep this one, and you know, I trust this one. So it was a good thing to do.
Spoken like a true professional. Nice.
Perfect.
Cheers.